Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission said Wednesday it sued Amazon to recall hundreds of thousands of hazardous products distributed on its platform, including 24,000 carbon monoxide detectors that failed to go off, approximately 400,000 hair dryers that lack required shock protection, and children's sleeper garments at risk of fire. The commission voted 3-1 to force Amazon to stop selling these products, work with CPSC staff on a recall, and to directly notify consumers who purchase them about the recall and offer a full refund. In the Windows 11 FAQ, Microsoft alerts users that they'll be able to revert back to Windows 10 within 10 days of upgrading to Windows 11. Rolling back will retain files and data created in Windows 11 and will be usable in Windows 10. After the 10 days, users will need to back up data and do a clean install of Windows 10. The Wall Street Journal's sources say ByteDance indefinitely suspended its plans to go public after Chinese government officials advised the company to address data security risks. The company had reportedly considered listing in the U.S. or Hong Kong, and ByteDance's founder decided to delay the listing in late March. During an ad boycott last year, Facebook pledged to undergo a brand safety audit by the Media Ratings Council, looking at content monetization and brand safety controls. Originally set to be completed by June 2021, spokespeople from both organizations say there's still no signed formal contract for the audit. Facebook said it's waiting to complete an internal readiness process for the audit and claims to be on track to start the audit in July 2021. France's competition authority has fined Google 500 million euros, approximately 592 million US dollars, after finding issue with how Google negotiated with news outlets over how they display news snippets in search. It was found Google unjustifiably reduced scope of negotiations, and further fines of up to 900,000 euros per day are possible if they fail to supply publishers with all the necessary information within a new deadline of 60 days. The Microsoft Threat Intelligence Center alerted SolarWinds about a new zero-day unrelated to the previous Sunburst supply chain attacks. SolarWinds has released a patch for the ServU remote code execution vulnerability and states, "To the best of our understanding, no other SolarWinds products have been affected by this vulnerability." Twitter, which rolled out an updated verification policy back in May, has corrected an error that verified a number of obvious bots yesterday. The fake accounts, which had not tweeted, had their blue checks removed and were suspended. The company states the error was due to a gap in training and will again improve verification procedures. The European Central Bank approved an investigation phase on a digital euro that would complement cash, with a phase lasting 24 months and focusing on design and distribution aspects of a potential digital currency. The bank said early experiments showed digital euro core infrastructure would use negligible power compared to crypto assets. Starting July 22nd, the Reserve Bank of India will indefinitely bar MasterCard from issuing new debit, credit, or prepaid cards to customers in the country, citing failure to store all Indian transaction data within servers in the country. The order will not impact existing customers. American Express and Diners Club faced similar restrictions earlier this year for the same reasons. Discord intends to acquire the AI startup Centropy, which provides software to detect and remove online harassment. Discord plans to integrate Centropy into its existing moderation toolkit. Centropy already shut down its free consumer dashboard and will provide detect and defend services to enterprise customers through the end of September. Netflix announced the hiring of Mike Verdu as Vice President of Game Development, previously at Facebook working on Oculus VR content. Bloomberg source says Netflix plans to offer streaming video games on its platform within the next year as part of its existing subscription service. Twitter will shut down its fleeting tweet format, Fleets, citing low usage. Starting August 3rd, users will only see Active Spaces audio rooms at the top of the timeline. Twitter introduced Fleets in November 2020. Valve is launching a gaming handheld called Steam Deck this December, with a base model available for $399. The Steam Deck runs a new version of SteamOS and can also be plugged into your existing displays. It looks like a Nintendo Switch, but contains an AMD APU containing a quad-core Zen 2 CPU with 8 threads and 8 compute units worth of AMD RDNA 2 graphics and 16GB of LPDDR5 RAM. Different storage tiers are available, with 64GB eMMC storage for $399, or 256 NVMe SSD storage for $529, and 512GB of high-speed NVMe SSD storage for $649. Reservations for the three versions of the Steam Deck are available starting this afternoon. And Microsoft is bringing back Clippy, but this time only as an emoji. Over 1,800 emoji in Windows and Microsoft 365 products, like Office and Teams, have been refreshed using the Microsoft Fluid Design Scheme. The majority of the refreshed emoji have been designed to animate in 3D rather than classic 2D. The redesigned paperclip emoji will be Clippy's new home this holiday season. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.